Well, if you have been with us the last few weeks, you know that we've been talking about how God created each and every one of us and each and every one of you in His image. If you go back to Genesis 1:26, God was speaking to Jesus, and He said to Him, "Let us create man in our own image." And so He created man, He created male, and He created female, and He gave them dominion over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, the cattle of the hills, and over every creeping thing. And so God has created you. Brother and sister, if you are listening today and you don't know exactly what your purpose here on this earth is, and you don't know why God has created you, I want to assure you today that God has created you in His own image. He has given you His attributes, which are attributes of creativity, attributes of stepping out in faith. And so as you do that, as you seek the Lord and seek His face and pray and say, "God, what do you want me to do? What is my purpose here on this earth? Why did you create me? Why am I who I am, and for what purpose have I been placed here on this earth?" If you seek the Lord and you pray to Him, you may need to do some fasting. You may need to get away from social media and your high-tech gadgets and just go to the mountain and pray. Go to your secret place and say, "Lord, reveal to me what it is you want me to do here on this earth. What is my highest calling? And how can I please you? How can I serve you?" And so this is an important teaching from the parable of the talents. And I just pray that each and every one of you out there listening today will receive a revelation from this teaching, will receive an insight, and step forward in whatever it is God has called you to do. Step forward and move forward with confidence and with boldness in what God has called you to do. In verse 14, let's take up the parable of the talents. "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately then he went on a journey. He who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5, and likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more, but he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money." So I'm going to stop reading there and just recap what we have read. This parable is about Jesus, and He has gone away after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, after the time that He met for 40 days with many people here on this earth. Jesus is giving a prophetic vision, a prophetic picture of what He is going to be doing. And when He went and sat down at the right hand of the Father, He distributed gifts among men. It tells us in Ephesians 4:11 that He gave gifts to men. He gave gifts of apostles, gifts to evangelists, to prophets, to pastors and teachers. And so Jesus distributed the gifts that we still have today. And in addition to that, He gave each one, here He designates 3 in this parable, He gave each one according to his ability. And so one was given 5 talents, one was given 2 talents, and one was given 1 talent. And then Jesus went away on his journey. And then it says in verse 19, "And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came, and he settled accounts with them." Well, you may be thinking out there today, "I don't have any talent." You may be thinking, "The Lord missed me when he was distributing the talents." Well, I can assure you today, beloved, that you have been given the attributes of God. You may not know it. You may have been beat down your whole life and told you were a nothing or a nobody, or that you had no creative abilities. Maybe you feel like you're a round peg in a square hole, or that you just can't seem to find your place in life. But I can assure you, God has a place for you in his kingdom. He has a place for you here on this earth. He has something for you to do, and he created you uniquely for the purpose that he created you. And so the talents, strictly speaking, legalistically speaking, speaks of money that he has given his servants. But in a broader sense, and in the sense that I'm using it today, that word talents means not just money in your hand, but also the faith that he has given you, the creative abilities that he has given you, the physical and all types of attributes that he has given you to allow you to accomplish things for the kingdom of God and to allow you to move forward with the destiny and into the destiny that God has called you to do. And so in verse 19, it says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Well, I'm going to inform you today that you're going to have to make an account with Jesus Christ for your life. Whether you believe in the Lord Jesus, whether you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, or whether you are still in denial and don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, and so you've never really confessed his name before men, you are going to have to make an account before him. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, you are informed of this for believers. If you are a believer, you are informed of the fact that Jesus is going to come back and he's going to have an accounting of all the believers. 2 Corinthians 5:10, it tells us this, that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And so for believers, you will not be judged according to salvation, because the judgment is already removed off of you when you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The judgment is removed from you, and you will not stand before the great white throne judgment, which is in Revelation 20, and in verse 10 and 11 talks about that Jesus will gather all those before him for the great white throne judgment, and that is the judgment according to salvation. Whether or not you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have not, then you stand before Jesus on that final day of judgment, and you already know, if you have not confessed Jesus, you already know that you're going to be judged as condemned, that you are going to be judged along with the devil and his angels and cast into the lake of fire. But for those of us who have accepted Jesus, for those of us who have confessed his name and believed that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he is the Son of Jehovah God, our Creator, and that he went to the cross and he died for us, he shed his precious blood for us, we do not receive that judgment that is dispensed at the great white throne judgment. We are presented before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, and it's according to the works that we have done. It's according to how we have used the talents, and this is what relates back to the parable of the talents. It's according to how we have used the talents that Jesus has given us, whether it be money, whether it be stretching out in faith and doing things that require great faith or small faith, whichever is the case, or whatever it is that we've done here on this earth. As a believer, we're going to be held accountable. And if you have a bunch of ticket stubs from athletic contests and that's all you have to present to Jesus, or if you have receipts for all the new cars that you bought and drove around in brand new cars, praise God that you had a new car. But if you have not used your talent and your money and your faith and your abilities to build the kingdom of God, you're going to be held accountable and you are going to come up short when Jesus has you stand before him to make an account of your time here on this earth. So in verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of the servants came and settled accounts with them. At verse 20, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. At verse 21, Jesus said to him, well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And verse 22, he who received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Well, I'm going to stop reading there and just point out a couple of things. First of all, the one who received 5 talents doubled the amount that he had received. And so he presented back to the Lord 10 talents total. And the one who had received 2 talents, he also doubled that which he had been given by the Lord. And so he presented back to the Lord 4 talents, and Jesus gave each of them the same reward. They were each given authority over many things. They were given the same reward, whether it was that he returned 5 or he returned 2, in addition to what Jesus had given them. Jesus gave them the same reward, which was to give them authority over many things. And if you think back to the scripture where it says each one was given according to their abilities, back in verse 15, each one was given the talents according to his ability. And so Jesus was happy with the servants who, according to their ability, were able to double the amount of talents that he gave them. And so you may say, well, I don't have the ability that someone that I know, maybe someone has a real charismatic personality or is a very eloquent speaker or has lots of natural ability to play music or to write songs or some other creative attribute. You may not have the ability that that person has. That's okay. God has given you the talents according to your ability, and so his expectation of you is to take that ability and take the talent that you have been given and for you to duplicate it in the same measure, whether it's a great amount of talent that he gives you to start with or just a mediocre amount. When God gives you something, he expects you to utilize it and to make the most of it for the kingdom of God, and you will be given the same reward as the person who has a lot of creative ability or a real charismatic personality or whatever the situation is. You will be given the same reward, which is authority over many things. I will make you ruler over many things. And so you will have authority here on this earth. You will have authority with Jesus. When he comes back to rule and reign in a millennial reign, you will be given more authority according to the way that you utilize the talents that he gave you. And I can tell you a story here about how that is played out. I had a pastor friend in Burundi, and he told me about his life story. He gave a testimony at a teaching seminar that I was conducting in Burundi, and he said, "Jim, you are not seeing the same Bukuru today that has always been." He said, "I was raised up by my mother. She was a mother of 18 children that she raised by herself because my dad died when I was very young, as a little boy. My dad died, and so my mother raised 18 children by herself in a mud hut in Africa, in Burundi." And he kneeled down on the ground, Bukuru did, and he kneeled down on the ground, and he pointed out a little rectangle about 1 foot wide and 3 foot long, and he said, "This was my home, this was my life, this was my existence. I had on a straw mat this amount of space to lie down and to come in each night and lie down and get my sleep." And Bukuru was saying, "But God knew my ability. God knew my destiny. He knew my talent. And so he raised me up to be the pastor of a big church in Bujumbura in Burundi. He raised me up to be the bishop over many pastors here in Burundi. He raised me up to have a beautiful family with several children and a nice home, a nice car and some material things, and God has blessed me immensely because he knew my destiny, one of 18 children that could easily have been abandoned, could easily have been aborted, could easily have been thrown away, but God knew my destiny, and my mother believed in each of us, in our destiny, and in each of us, our ability to go and be something for the kingdom of God." And so that's the way she raised us, and I thank God for where I am today. And so that was Bukuru's testimony, and it can be yours as well, that no matter what your circumstance, no matter where you came from, the poverty that you grew up in, or the abuse that you had when you were a child, or the neglect that you had as a child, or even the cursing, that God knows your destiny, that He created you for His purpose. He gave you His creative attributes. He gave you His talents. And so He wants you to use those to build the kingdom. And He wants you to make the most of what He has given you. Well, we're going to look at the third person here who received the one talent. And this is a sad story here in verse 24. It says, "Then he who had received one talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and I gather where I have not scattered seed, so you ought to have deposited the money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have at least received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from this man and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he who has an abundance, but from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" And so we see here that Jesus said, "Cast this unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So Jesus says a couple of things that are very profound to this man. First of all, you expressed or you exhibited no faith in going and putting this one talent. I gave you only one talent according to your ability. But even that one talent you squandered. Even that one talent you went, put it in the ground, and you could at the very least have put it into the bank and made some interest for the kingdom, but you didn't do anything with it. And you put it in the ground and you hid it away until I came back to receive the accounting for it. But secondly, Jesus said, "You have accused me of attributes of the devil. You have accused me of being a hard man." And he said to Jesus that you reap where you do not sow and you gather where you have not scattered seed, and you are a hard man. And so this man with the one talent is accusing Jesus of attributes of the devil. And he's accusing Jesus of taking things that are not rightfully his. And that, beloved, is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You're accusing the Lord of the attributes of the devil. And so you have denied the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in your life. You're denying the convicting power when the Holy Spirit speaks to you about the blessings of Jesus Christ, about the blessings of knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. When you deny that, when you deny that God created you, when you deny that God created you for His purpose, you're actually denying the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, and you're saying that Jesus has the attributes of the devil. Well, in Mark 3:25, the very same thing. Pharisees came to Jesus and they accused Jesus of casting out demons by the spirit of Beelzebub, or by the prince of the demons, the lord of the flies, or the prince of the flies. And they accused him of casting out demons by the power of the devil. And Jesus said in Mark 3:29, "He who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation," because they said, they were accusing Jesus, "He has an unclean spirit." And so when you accuse Jesus of having an unclean spirit, when you accuse Jesus of attributes of the devil, or you accuse God of attributes of the devil, you are actually lying against the Holy Spirit, which comes to convict men of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And so when you lie against the Holy Spirit, then you are siding with the devil against the kingdom of God. And so Jesus said, verse 28, "Take that talent from him, that one talent, and give it to him who has 10. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." And so when you see somebody who's working hard, working diligently, to build the kingdom of God, and it seems like God is just blessing him, and God is pouring more onto him, and God is giving him a greater anointing and expanding his territory. The reason behind that is because God is taking from those who are doing nothing with their talent, and he is giving it to them who already has much. He's giving it to those who have an abundance, and God is taking from those who are squandering their talent and accusing Jesus of the attributes of the devil and accusing God of the attributes of the devil. And Jesus said, take it from that person and give it to him who already has much, because I know that I can trust that person to utilize the talents and the attributes that I've given him. I know that I can trust him to do something with it to build the kingdom of God. And so he said then to cast that unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, you know that is a description of hell, where there is eternal condemnation, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the fire never goes out, where the worm never dies. And so because that person sided with the devil against Jesus, because that person accused Jesus of the attributes of the devil, God said, cast him in, or the master said, cast him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And beloved, I pray that is not you today. If you have never confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to do that today. You need to confess him and make known to your fellow men, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. And whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before my Father who is in heaven. And so if you've never confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, get down on your knees and confess him, and then go do it in front of a brother or in front of a church or somebody here on this earth, and make known that you love Jesus, that you know him as your Lord and Savior, that you trust him, and that you want to serve him and honor him all the rest of the days of your life. Well, in James 2:17, I'm going to close with this scripture that speaks about our faith and how we utilize our faith. And really, the parable of the talents is about how do we use our faith. Each of us has been given a measure of faith. Each one of you out there listening today, you have been given a measure of faith. And do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? That's the first thing to do with the faith that you've been given. And then secondly, after you believe that he's your Lord and Savior, do you believe that he has created you for a purpose here on this earth to build the kingdom of God? And James 2, verse 17, James says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. And verse 22, do you see that faith was working together? He's talking about Abraham. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. And so when you think about your faith, when you think about the measure of faith that God has given you and what you have done with it, understand this, that by the works that you do with that faith, you are expressing the faith that you have by the works that you do. People, not only here on this earth, but also God and Jesus are looking at you to see what you are going to do, how you're going to step out in faith and expand the kingdom of God, how you're going to step out and take care of the widows and the homeless and the orphans, and how you're going to use your faith in a way that brings glory to God here on this earth, how your life will be an expression of the faith that you have when people look at the works that you do. How your life will be an expression of the faith that you have and the glorious attributes that you have been given by the Master, by the Lord God Almighty. Well, I appreciate each of you listening today. I thank you for your attentiveness. I thank you for partnering with this ministry. I ask you to stay tuned to listen to the contact information and then pray about partnering with this ministry in the projects that we have going in Africa. I pray that you come alongside and consider making an offering to help us build an orphanage over in Kenya and the other projects that we have going in the ministry. And I pray that you would pray about your part in being a faithful servant, one who uses the talent, one who uses the faith, one who uses those attributes that God has given you in a way that brings glory to God, that brings glory to the kingdom, to His kingdom here on this earth, so that when you stand before Him, He can say to you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come in, and I give you the rulership over many things, and you will know the joy of the Lord." Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.